From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar! Johnny Dollar!
Yeah, I'm Johnny Dollar.
There's a phone call for you in the office, Mr. Dollar.
But my plane's about to take off.
He said it's very urgent, sir.
Well, it better be. If I don't get back to Hartford. Hey, look, my name's Dollar. I understand you have a... Oh, thanks. Johnny Dollar.
Todd Swam, Johnny, at the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, Todd, look, I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to you, and I appreciate all your
Johnny.
Help.
Johnny.
Like your city, too. Nice people. Good fishing. But I barely had time to make my plane reservation, pack my
Johnny,
stuff.
Johnny, you've got to cancel your reservation.
Cancel? My plane's all ready to leave.
Earl Poorman is on his way to the airport now to pick you up and bring you back here.
Look, we proved that the accident in that rocket fuel laboratory was an accident.
I know.
Dr. Allworth's technician, that Leon Salkov, is not a Russian spy. So the company will pay for the damage, and that's that.
Will the company also pay a claim on Leon Salkov?
Don't see why not. Now, look, I got to catch my... What? Salkov is dead?
Johnny... It looks like murder.
Bob Bailey in the exciting adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
And now, Act One of yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Tri-State Life and Casualty Insurance Company, Sarasota, Florida. Following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Salkov sequel matter. Expense account item one, $3. No show penalty for canceling the flight back to Hartford. By the time I hung up the phone on Todd Swam, Earl Poorman had pulled a shiny new cad into the airport parking lot, and we took off.
I'm glad Todd caught you before you climbed aboard that plane, Johnny.
Earl, he said that Leon Salkov had been murdered.
That's what it looks like.
Well, what happened?
Actually, he's just disappeared. But under circumstances that make it look like he's been murdered.
Any idea who?
Johnny, you know as well as I do that he was pretty deep in subversive activities during the last war.
Yeah, but he's been given a clean slate. At least so far as our country is concerned.
Right.
But then... Wait a minute... If some of his old pals, and we know there are plenty of them in this country, working for the other side.
Right. If they know he's working for us, the first thing they'd do for the sake of their great and glorious cause would be to eliminate one Leon Salkov.
Yeah. Or at the very least persuade him, and I mean torture him, into telling the formula the stuff he's helped Dr. Allworth develop.
Exactly.
Where and how did it happen?
Well, you'll have to get the details from Todd Swam. Us common people aren't even allowed to know where Allworth's lab is hidden away, you know. That's why I'm taking you to see Todd.
Then drive on. Todd was waiting for us at the Chamber of Commerce building. He thanked Earl for dragging me in from the airport. Earl left, then Todd and I walked out to his car.
Here, Johnny, use my car. You know where to go.
Out to the lab?
Yes.
You still haven't told me what happened to Leon Salkov.
Because I don't know exactly... Dr. Allworth called me from the nearest phone down there, told me Salkov is gone and that he's sure he was murdered.
Have you dragged the police in on this?
No, but I telephoned the FBI in Washington. They've promised to send a man.
Well, do they know I'm here? They might not want any interference.
Well, I told them about your investigation down there at the lab, and they said to give you a free hand.
All right, good. Well, I better get going.
Johnny, let me know what you find out.
Once again, I headed south on Route 41, down through Fort Myers, where I swung left on 82 and on into the heart of the Everglades. I found the old wagon trail leading into the swampy jungle and finally came to the shack of the Indian, Ben Osceola. There, I hopped aboard one of his airboats, one of those strange little contraptions driven by an airplane-type propeller. 50 minutes later, I pulled up at the brush-covered island in the middle of that vast, wet, soggy swamp. Dr. Allworth was standing in front of the well-hidden laboratory.
Mr. Dollar! Mr. Dollar, I'm so glad you haven't left yet.
Well, what's happened out here, Doctor?
Oh, it's been terrible. A terrible thing, like a nightmare. Here, come inside. I'll show you and tell you everything I know. Oh, our living quarters are down this corridor.
Yeah, I remember.
After you and Mr. Swam left us yesterday, Leon and I went to work immediately to replace the rock...